sir.
What's your attitude on this San Marcos poverty thing?
Well, it's good.
Well, they told me that someone speaking for the governor thought that he wasn't interested in it.
No, who told you that?
Bill Moyer this morning said that they're ready to go and ready to announce it. But,
they haven't told me anything about it. I've had a man up there all this week, Browning, of the TEA, trying to find out something about it. And if he's back, he hadn't even reported to me. And nobody's told me they're ready.
Well, I sure don't want to get crossways with you on it. On the other hand, that we want to help Jake if we can.
No, I've talked to Jake and Sherman, and I told them I want to find out what they want to do with it. Nobody's been able to tell me what they're going to do with
well,
it.
Well, Jake wants us to put the regional headquarters there, which I don't know how many involved, might be 10, might be 50, for five states.
Yeah, I think
which,
it'd be wonderful.
Which would bring them in to consider their plans. He wants to seriously consider a camp of 175 for park, or we might even work on the fish hatchery. I don't know what we'd do.
Right.
But something, like we had at Floresville,
right.
CCC camp, that type of work. The provision of the law says that the governor can veto it before they're located.
Right.
I asked them why they hadn't announced it. I told them last year to go on and play with San Marcos. And it seems that they didn't get their money until October the 17th.
Right.
Then they made a survey since then.
Right.
I have some doubts about the real wisdom of a regional headquarters on account of transportation, how a guy'd come in from New Mexico or something.
Right.
But I told him to explore it, and they said, Bill Moyer just said he heard. Now, maybe somebody told him or gossip that the governor had a question about it, and probably that's what he was. He's just asking you.
Yeah, I just want to know what their plans were, I sent my assistant, Larry Temple, up there a month ago, and he spent 2 days there trying to find out what they were going to do with it. No one could be sure, and I can understand that. I mean, I haven't been impatient about it or critical about it at all.
But here's what
I didn't know, so I sent Browning up Monday.
All right, now here's what you get your boy to do. You get your boy to see if anyone has indicated any reservations on the state's part. And if you're reasonably sure that you want to get whatever you can, I'll make our people recheck it again, and I'll encourage them a little bit.
All right.
But I don't want to get crossways.
No.
And I would think you'd just really be hustling for it, or anything else that'll bring some payrolls.
I think we ought to have it. What I've told Jake and Sherman and all of them with whom I've talked is that I'd like for whatever activities we have in the state to be oriented in three directions. One, camp. Type of thing with some real discipline and some real training, including physical training for these boys that need it. Secondly, I'd like to use a part of this program, if we can, if it's within the law, to educate illiterates, and including the children of migrant workers. And three, I'd like to, in any camp or any other facility we have, is to engage in a technical vocational training for these boys that are in these schools or camps.
That's good.
Those are the three areas in which I'd like to work.
All right. I just want to be positive that I didn't say something and you said
well, No. Heck no. We've been really trying to find out.
That's good.
At this moment, I'm not equipped really to supervise it. I'm trying to find somebody to put on my staff to really ride herd.
You get somebody that's a promoter.
That's right. But we're going to have hundreds. Every city in Texas is going to be trying to grab this money, and I've got to try to set up a vehicle by which we can intelligently supervise them. Because if we don't, we're just going to be overrun.
They've called back now and say they might put 1,000 there, Job Corps trainees, and might be a staff of a couple hundred, that it's a large financial support, and say Texas is holding it up, unquote. Now, there's a misunderstanding, and let's don't fuss at anybody.
That's
your boy. He may just be trying to be sure that he knows what's happening to you, and they may interpret that as being less than enthusiastic. Let's just get them together, and me and you will make the answer, but you do it, and we want to stir them around any other places that we need to, that you know of. Let's get our people looking at them. And,
all right, there's another one at Paoli where they've got some wonderful facilities out there. It's the old Paoli Air Force Base.
Maybe we ought to look at Waco, too, in view of that big shutdown, and maybe Amarillo.
Yep.
Did we do reasonably well in Amarillo?
Yes, sir. Sure did.
These had to be closed, but we maybe ought to look at something there.
Yeah, I sure agree.
All right, God bless you.